on Tisha B'Av, there are certain things we're allowed to learn. One of the things we learn is the book of Iyov, the book of Job. The book of Job forces man to face up to the question that innocent, kind people suffer. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a book of philosophy to contend with that question and to remove inappropriate answers that people give to that question. And so the book of Job also represents something very sad, because the book of Job is the complexity and the frustration that man has as man grapples with the question, but there's suffering in the world. There are children who burn to death. There are children whose life is all about suffering. And how do I answer that? God created this world. And so the book of Job forces us to tackle the question of innocent, kind people who do not seem to have done anything to deserve suffering, do suffer. And so all the answers that people like to give are suddenly tossed to the wind when you read the book of Job, and that's a sad book. It's a book that can be read on Tisha B'Av because it is a heart-wrenching book. It's a book of contending with the deepest, hardest questions of humanity, but to bring us to the end, which we do not read on Tisha B'Av, to bring us to the final answer. So that's one of the things we learn on Tisha B'Av, the difficulties of the arguments, and it is heart-wrenching. That's one of the things we're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av.